And welcome back inside the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios for Mugs in the Morning here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. We have Julie joining us here with the Extension Center in North Platte, the University of Nebraska Extension Office, and Julie, one of the entomologists here locally. So Julie, appreciate you taking some time for us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, of course, kind of a lot of hot topics going on here in your wheelhouse as we shift gears into the summer months. I'm sure a lot of individuals have noticed here throughout the listening area, it's a big summer so far for moths. They're being really, we're being plagued with a large amount of moths, I would say.
We're definitely having a big year for the Miller moths. So we trap moths out at North Platte at our research station every year, mm-hmm. and this is the most Miller moths we've seen since 2015.
Wow.
So we did have an idea that we were going to have more of these moths this year. Back in late March and April, we were seeing reports of farmers finding the army cutworm caterpillars in their wheat and in their alfalfa fields. So those are actually the caterpillars that then, around May, turned into these Miller moths.
Okay.
Yeah, and so those moths, I think, are really interesting because they are migratory. So they're hanging out here now in Nebraska, Kansas, South Dakota. But pretty soon, and this is the good news, pretty soon we're going to see those numbers really start to drop because they're going to start to be moving west. So the moths actually fly out to the Rocky Mountains.
Okay.
They are nocturnal, so at night they're going to feed on wildflowers in these mountain meadows. And then during the daytime, they go and hide under rocks. And they're actually a really important food resource for grizzly bears, like in Rocky Mountain National Park and Glacier National Park. But while they're here in Nebraska, of course, they're annoying. They're getting into your garage. They're in our patio. You know, you go outside and lift up a flower pot or anything, and a bunch of them fly out.
They scatter all over the place.
Yeah. Some things to think about is the good news is that they are not going to be doing harm. You know, they're not going to be getting into, like, your clothes closets and eating your clothing or getting into your pantry and eating your flour like other type of pest moths. The worst they can do is their little orange poops that they have can stain a little bit on your curtains and your windowsills. What I like to do whenever we get some inside and we're trying to get them back out is in the evenings, like, open up our garage or patio door, and a lot of times they'll actually be able to leave themselves.
Okay.
If we have some that are stuck inside and we can't really get them back out, we'll put, like, a desk lamp and turn that light on because they're attracted to the light. And then put, like, a Tupperware with soapy water underneath. So they're attracted to the light, and then they fall into the water. And because it's soapy, they can't climb back out of the water, and they get stuck and die there.
Now, it's funny you mentioned that. I was just going to bring that up. I was talking to my mother recently about the big Miller moths we've had here throughout the area thus far, and she said that her grandma, it'd be my great-grandma, actually had a recipe, and it was leave the hot, soapy water around, and that would be a good way to attract the moths. So there's some scientific backing to that.
Absolutely.
I just thought that was an old wives' tale.
No, she was doing the right thing. She had a great approach.
I gave it a shot this past weekend, and it did work out pretty well. Still had a good amount around the house, of course. But and you mentioned, Julie, there was some impact in terms of the caterpillars being out there in the alfalfa fields and in some other farming territory. Any damage that these animals can do for our farmers and ranchers?
Absolutely. So I did know of several farmers who did need to spray insecticides in their alfalfa or winter wheat fields because of those caterpillars this year. So we do work with the farmers and the crop consultants. We have an economic threshold, so we can tell them that if you have four or more of these caterpillars per square foot in your field, and your crop is otherwise pretty healthy, then that is the level at which you do need to come out and make an insecticide application.
Okay.
So I do know of several folks who had to get the spray rigs out and get that taken care of this year.
Now, for individuals that are getting annoyed by these Miller moths, you mentioned they are going to be out of our hair soon. How far until they start to migrate west?
I'd say we're going to start to see them dropping off in the next couple weeks for sure.
Okay.
So as our weather is, you know, we're getting quite hot and dry, you know, our resources here, our flowers here are starting to dry up a bit, and there's not quite as much for them to feed on. And then with the hot and dry conditions, they're going to really start to be pushing towards the west here quite soon.
It's been a busy year for you, I know, Julie. Obviously, like many others, you're battling that COVID-19 virus and trying to work, but work from home and maintain that social distance as much as possible. And then on top of everything, it seemed like while we were in the thick of COVID-19, we heard some buzz about murder hornets to make 2020 even worse. So what's the latest that you've heard about these murder hornets, and could we expect any possibly in the Lincoln County area?
Yeah, so that absolutely was a huge insect story that really just went around so quickly. So the murder hornets, or the Asian giant hornets, as the name suggests, they are native to Asia. They're almost found exclusively in their home territory there. But there have been a couple of reports from Washington State and from British Columbia, Canada, of finding these invasive insects. So I think that's really important to highlight, is that so far in the United States, they've really only been found in one small area of Washington State. So that is good news for us in Nebraska, is not only are they currently quite far away from us, but our climate here is really not going to be as favorable for them.
Sure.
So they would have to make the distance out here, and then they would have to be able to survive out here before they would be a big concern for us. So it is really important to be aware of these kinds of invasive species and be aware that there is potential. I know a lot of the concern about these Asian giant hornets is because of their size. I mean, they are huge. I mean, they're 2 inches or more.
Well, and just the word murder hornet can be somewhat intimidating.
And I think a lot of that terminology comes from, they are hunters. They are predators. They hunt a lot of different types of insects. One of the things they can hunt are honeybees. Mm-hmm. And so that, of course, is really concerning. For anyone who keeps bees professionally or hobby, we have a couple hives at our house. That when the hornets attack beehives, they leave these dead bodies that have these heads ripped off of the bees. It's very dramatic. And,
sure.
And so it is something that I think does sort of lend to this murder hornet hype. I don't think we need to be concerned about them, certainly not in the short term in Lincoln County. What I'm worried about is that folks may accidentally harm some of our good native beneficial insects just because they maybe resemble
sure.
these giant Asian murder hornets. So we do have a really nice insect here in Nebraska called the cicada killer. It is a very large wasp. It is also pushing the 2 inches in size.
Okay.
But it's native to here, and it's really helpful because, as the name suggests, it hunts and kills cicadas. And so that's a beneficial part of the ecosystem to keep cicada populations in control. But if anyone sees any sort of wasp or bee that they're concerned about, I would encourage you to try to take a picture, I would encourage you maybe to leave it alone. You know, you don't need to be trying to grab it. But if you can take a picture and you want to send it to us in the extension office, I'd be really happy to take a look at anything that anyone's concerned about.
Now, of course, Julie, this time of the year, normally we're hit with mosquitoes, too. Are they starting to make their way out? I personally haven't encountered them too much, but should we start to expect them here relatively soon?
We definitely could. I feel like I haven't observed mosquitoes as much myself this season yet either. We maybe didn't have as many of those sort of soaking rains in the spring and early summer. Mosquito biology, it really needs standing water to go through that larval stage. And so maybe not having as many pools of water or, water being held in like knots of trees, that sort of thing, maybe not having as many of those resources, we haven't seen as many mosquitoes yet.
Which is obviously a positive. And I know one big thing, too, if you want to avoid having mosquitoes in your area, try to avoid that standing water that can sometimes accumulate throughout your area also.
Absolutely. That sort of sanitation, cleanup, being aware of, if you have old bird bath or a fish pond, tires are great at holding
just
a little bit of water in them. Being aware of cleaning up those small pockets of water around your property can really help with mosquito control.
Julie, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Just looking forward to the rest of the season here, and please welcome anyone to contact me down at State Farm Road or through email with any insect questions you might have.
And what's the best way for them to contact you via email?
Yeah, so it's julie.peterson@unl.edu. They could also look up online for our West Central Research and Extension Center. All of our contact information is available there.
Julie, we sure do appreciate the time. We covered a lot this morning, but a lot of relative news here that we could talk to with a professional. So appreciate you lending your support this morning to us.
Thank you very much.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a check of news.